the glow of the sun appears above the Earth's curved surface. The Earth and the Moon rest among a layer of clouds and stars. A lion-shaped constellation shines at the center of the universe. Reflective silver letters float among clouds, Lionsgate. The sun shines through the letters. Black lowercase letters float down in bubbles and then burst together over a blue background. Splash Entertainment. In animation, rain lashes down over pine trees in a green valley. Rain drips down around trees with red trunks. Text appears, 65 million years ago. A small pink dinosaur with green spikes on its tail sprints past, chased by a T-Rex. From above the forest, sunlight breaks through the cloud and shines onto a clearing. The pink dinosaur stops under the beam of light. It jumps, seeing the T-Rex. The pink dinosaur looks up as flaming meteorites fly past. A large meteorite burns ferociously as it shoots toward the two dinosaurs. It hits the ground, sending them flying. They slowly climb to their feet. Lionsgate presents, in association with Splash Entertainment. A plume of black smoke swirls up from the clearing, then dissipates. Later, the clearing is covered with trees. In association with Crest Animation, later again, a hole has been dug in the same spot. A wooden sign in front of the excavation site reads, Sacred Burial Ground. A Splash Entertainment Lionsgate production. The title appears in orange and blue lettering backed by a fossil, Alpha and Omega, Dino Digs. Light flashes across the words. Under a blue sky, a white truck drives down a bendy road.
You built a golf course in a nature reserve?
Our nature reserve, brother. While you were away getting your fancy education, I was creating business from our land.
What happened to all the wolves in this area?
We built caves for them up in the hills, don't worry.
Fake caves?
Yes, Ian. Some wolves are already living in them.
Don't you remember what great-grandfather warned of?
Yes, he said take care of your people. And now we'll get new schools, a hospital.
He also said, never disturb nature, or nature will disturb you.
The truck swerves to dodge two reindeer. The brothers look at each other as the animals cross the road. The truck pulls up at the sacred burial ground. Two men stand in the wide pit, digging.
You're digging up sacred ground, too? Spirits are buried here!
No, the so-called spirits are actually dinosaur skeletons.
Dinosaur skeletons?
And I found a museum who was willing to pay tens of millions of dollars for these bones. We'll be very rich.
A burly tattooed man strikes the earth with a pickaxe. Suddenly, a hole appears and light shines through onto a dinosaur skeleton. Dust billows up and then clears. The pink dinosaur opens its eyes. It stands up in the cave and walks into the beam of light.
Oh, no! Oh, this is bad.
The light spreads toward the T-Rex skeleton.
Okay, I gotta stop this. Oh, crickets!
It jumps onto the wall and begins to climb. Feet walk on a pristine golf course pulling caddies. Wolves move on the rocky hills beyond.
You two decided to take the plunge and move to Wolfburbia?
Well, we're considering it. Some wolves love the idea.
Others don't.
Humphrey?
Kate?
Well, I hear it's very safe here. We have a problem with rogue wolves in our area.
And with three pups who have a tendency to get into preteen trouble?
Well, no rogue wolves here. Your pups will be very safe.
A cave.
And here we go!
Isn't it perfect? Oh, yes.
Too perfect.
Humphrey sniffs the cave entrance and taps it with his paw.
I knew it. Kate, this cave is made of plastic?
It's actually recycled material. The unnatural is the new natural.
The unnatural is the new natural? That sounds like when my Uncle Tony came home with a fur toupee.
Oh, and look at that view. Oh, what a location, location, location. Why don't you look inside? It's very high tech. You know the preteens in tech.
Preteen wolf pups and tech?
Come on, Humphrey.
He turns and walks, stopping on the threshold.
Wait a minute. Did lights just come on automatically?
A bonjour! Greetings!
What?
Two birds fly down.
Birds, out of here now! Shoo! I have a sale in progress!
We are aware of that, madame. That is why we are here.
No, you are here to leave bird droppings on my sidewalks!
A bird droppings on your sidewalk? How about a bird dropping in your eye? And I just ate a lot of fiber.
Carney scowls and turns. Bird poop splats on her face.
You evil bird!
The birds shake hands.
Well done, Patty. We English are very precise.
What's going on?
Your real estate lady wouldn't let us land.
Oh, Carney, these are our friends. They're the godparents of our three pups.
They're here to give us an unbiased, uncoached second opinion of this hideous, unlivable plastic cave.
Oh, well, I actually love birds, so...
Right back at you.
They strut past her into the cave.
So, Marcel and Patty, what do you think?
The lights come on. They look around at a water feature and artificial grass.
It's very safe here. No rogue wolves.
Well, safety is very important.
Patty pecks a tree trunk.
Peck, peck, who's there? Oh, well, they don't build them like the... Wait a minute. Caves aren't built at all. They are just naturally formed, madame.
The birds walk out, followed by the others. They take in the view of the golf course.
But you know, it's not half bad here.
18 holes, PGA designed.
In fact, I love it here. Voila! There you have it! Oh, I see. Yes, very nice. I concur. Very nice screen.
Okay, Humphrey, you now have our second and third opinion. Do it for the pups.
I guess we're moving to Wolfburbia.
No!
Carney hugs them both. Moving across the sidewalks of Wolfburbia, planters line the rock face. Inside, Humphrey scratches himself on a log.
It feels better.
Humphrey, you know, I think moving the pups at night was a great idea. The shock would have been too much for them.
And carrying our three sleeping beauties was quite the shock to my back.
Can you wake them up? Breakfast is almost ready.
He slaps his cheeks and the lights turn on.
Where does that light come from?
Kate walks in.
Breakfast is ready, and I see where...
The pups sleep on the floor.
Humphrey, they're not up.
Sorry, Kate, my Omega alarm clock didn't work. Maybe your Alpha one will.
Where's the hunt? Caribou, I have to pee.
Two of the pups turn.
Okay, pups, first day in your new home. Look around. Aren't you excited?
They run over to the various rocks and logs.
I'm glad you carried us in while we were sleeping.
Why is that, Stinky?
Because I would have run away.
Mom, Dad, this cave is like a total poser. What is this stuff?
Oh, honey, it's called recycled material.
Recycled? As in plastic bottles?
I think I taste cola.
Your father and I are completely aligned that moving here is a great idea for our family.
Humphrey covers his face and mouths words. Kate spots him.
Okay, let's tour the new neighborhood.
They walk through a forest. Kate walks ahead.
Dad, now that we've moved to the burbs, why does Mom have a constant smile on her face?
I don't know, son. To balance out my constant scowl?
So, I don't get it. Why are we living in this area?
Well, it's a very safe environment.
Golf balls fly toward them. Humphrey grabs his family and runs. They stop as the balls settle.
You were saying, Kate?
Runt was once kidnapped by rogues, and we're a family that's a bit
prone to getting into situations. I'd take golf balls over rogue wolves any day.
But that's what being a wild animal's all about. Surviving the wild.
Look, a lake!
They come to a wide pool of blue water.
I smell chlorine.
Wait a minute.
Plastic fish are propped on sticks under the water. Humphrey peers in.
The lake is fake.
Wait, are you sure?
Jets of water shoot up in a synchronized display.
This place is very off.
Marcel strikes a makeshift ball.
My point exactly.
It lands in the hole beside Patty.
Well done, Marcel. Hello, wolves. Did you just see my shot?
We did. Good job, Marcel.
Pups, welcome to your new neighborhood. How do you like it so far?
The pups glare.
Adjusting, huh? Well, Kate and Humphrey, now that you're living here, I insist on giving you golf lessons.
Maybe the whole family can learn a fun activity together.
She looks around at her family.
Well, Patty, shall we play on? Yes, back to the green.
They move off. Two of the pups turn and walk in the other direction. They stop before some trees.
Hey, Mom, Dad, see that forest over there?
Yes.
We're going to hang out there.
You want to stay with us, Runt?
Nope, I have to pee and I don't want to worry about carpeting.
Humphrey and Kate exchange looks. Runt runs after the other pups.
Now this is more like it. I can't believe they moved from our awesome wild home to a planned community. I mean, we're wolves.
Seriously. And did you hear Mom say that we're always getting into trouble?
As if we walk right into situations. I smell something strange. Something really different.
And your smell is never wrong.
He approaches a red tree trunk and looks up. The pink dinosaur's eyes show behind a branch.
Whoa. Claudette, Runt, come here, quick. Are those eyes?
Let me do my tree hugger thing.
Runt climbs the tree. He stops on a branch level with the eyes.
Hey there, are you okay? I'm Runt, and below is my sister Claudette and my brother Stinky. We just moved to the neighborhood. Are you in trouble? Do you need help?
Is it a reptile up in a tree?
I can't tell. Hey, it's kind of nice seeing another creature. We just moved here and wanted to make friends with the locals. We're very accepting of all critters.
The dinosaur pushes its head through. Runt falls. They all run off.
Wait! Wait!
The dinosaur runs after them.
Evolved to? Miniature dogs?
I didn't mean to scare you. You said you like being helpful.
The pups hop over a collapsed log. The dinosaur keeps pace. The pups go through hollowed out bark and the dinosaur goes over. A squirrel sits gnawing a pine cone. It spots the dinosaur and gapes. It runs. Another squirrel grips their pine cone.
Let's give this a dust up!
Whoa. Now let's all do the spin out!
They jump and come down in a skid, creating a cloud of dust.
Oh, crickets.
The dinosaur struggles and spins.
Watch out for my tail! No!
The pups are knocked into the air.
Ah!
They come down over the burial ground.
Golfing after all.
Now, get your legs in an even stance.
Humphrey holds a golf club.
This is my even stance.
Humphrey, weight on your heels. It looks like you're going to lay a turd.
Hello? I'm a four-legged creature. This isn't natural for me.
Humphrey, listen to Marcel.
And keep your head down when you follow through.
Humphrey rolls his eyes, then focuses on the flag.
Ladies.
Reindeer block the way.
Can you please move? You're in my shot.
They turn and show their rear ends.
I can't golf with the two moons in my eye line.
Where's a dog cone when you need one?
He swishes his tail and adjusts his stance.
Focus on the ball. Focus on the ball.
He spins. The ball rebounds off trees. The others take cover. It flies toward the reindeer. It bounces around one of their antlers and trickles into the hole. The reindeer approach.
That's it! I'm tired of that hacker!
Sorry, my bad! Easy, ladies!
I think I'll take flight.
Marcel, what do I do?
Humphrey, think of this as a teachable moment.
The reindeer snarl and charge. Humphrey runs.
Wait! A little help here!
They chase him through the forest. Paddy flaps to dodge them.
Paddy, I think it's time we did a quick migration to the lake. Righty-ho!
Come on, ladies, it was an accident!
Talk to the antlers!
They butt him.
Hey!
They toss him between their antlers. One flings him up into the air.
Humphrey is just not suited for golf. Did you see how bad that swing was?
I heard that!
He flies past them and lands in a hollow tree trunk. The reindeer bump against it. It falls and sticks on his head.
Humphrey, are you okay?
I told you I'd make it onto the green.
At the burial ground.
Okay, let's start from the top. My name is Amy, and I'm a dinosaur.
Hi, Amy.
I was living below the area where you're now sitting. There is someone who dug up this hole and is trying to sell me and Rex, but a very bad idea.
Rex?
Amy nods.
A T-Rex, way down below.
What is that? I'm a little behind in my dinosaur knowledge, and I need a bit more backstory, Amy.
Backstory. Okay, backstory. 65 million years ago. My mom used to tell me if I was in trouble with predators, I was to run to the sacred space and look for a circle of light. It was an area of protection.
Amy's mom gives her a branch of fruit. They rub cheeks. Amy spots a critter. She chases after it through the rain. Suddenly, Amy stops and looks around. A shadow covers her. She looks up at the T-Rex. Amy jumps backward. She turns and flees. She runs into the beam of light.
Something strange was happening.
A meteor crashes. Amy and the T-Rex fly and land in the light.
So we sort of survived, like my mom said we would. But if they dig down to the Rex, his spirit will also emerge. He is huge and ruthless and will destroy everything in his path. They need to leave this area alone or they will be very sorry. Oh, crickets, I hope I didn't scare you.
Not at all.
A truck approaches in the distance.
Okay, they're back from lunch. The diggers. I gotta hide.
Wait, we'll come too.
Griffin, leave the keys in the car. I'm not in the mood for you losing our keys again.
All right, Jeffro, I'll leave them inside. Ain't no one around here anyways except for us.
The animals peek out from behind a tree.
Oh no, it's the wolf trappers. Remember them?
Yeah, and now they're diggers?
You know them?
They tried to capture us, but we outsmarted them.
Mm-hmm. Basically, we kicked their butt.
Yeah, we did.
The tattooed digger walks up to his pickaxe stuck in a piece of wood.
Okay, Amy, we've discussed it. We're gonna help you stop them from digging up that hole.
Thanks. It's my home, too. I can only go back when the light shines upon it. And I need to go home. It's the only place I can survive. How are you gonna stop them?
The pups nod at each other, then Amy.
Whew, wow. It's hot.
Dang hot. Now this here's a sacred burial ground. I sure hope there isn't some human skeleton we run into, because I would lose my lunch. I paid $5 for that burrito.
And we lost a lot of money when we didn't catch them wolves.
Do you hear that? Is that our truck?
They clamber out of the pit as the truck accelerates away. Claudette steers. The top of her head is below the steering wheel.
Sis, you got this?
Yeah, don't try this at home, right?
Hey, wait! That's our truck!
Okay, wolf tremors are in sight! They're getting close!
Step on it, Stinky!
Stinky presses the gas.
Come back here!
Hey! That is our truck!
Runt's head pops up in the back window.
It's that wolf pup again!
Wow. Those wolves are something else.
Elsewhere, a small bluebird flies over the lake. Patty and Marcel float peacefully.
Humphrey, sorry about the issue with the antlers. Oh, too soon?
Not soon enough. I want out of here.
Humphrey, you're just adjusting to this new place. Look at us. We love it here. Ah, it's like that lake in Vegas, the one with the fountains.
They all look up at the sky. The bluebirds flutter down around them.
What is that? Do you hear music?
I do indeed. It's doing something to me.
The water shoots up in pink, yellow, and blue jets. Patty and Marcel sway to the music. They begin to slowly spin.
It's sweeping me. Me too. Literally.
Suddenly, everything goes underwater.
You guys okay there?
A big jet shoots up with the birds on top. Disco lights shine above them. The bluebirds circle as they dance on the water jet. They fly down and do synchronized leaps out of the water. They dance on the surface. They dance in silhouette over bright colors. The water jets move with the sound of the flute. The bluebirds move in two columns like synchronized swimmers. Patty and Marcel do handstands in the water, moving their feet. From above, they join wings and spin around. The bluebirds spiral around them. One by one, the birds dive sideways from the bank of the lake. Patty and Marcel dance on the jets in the colorful lights. In reality, they splash about in the empty lake. Humphrey and Kate frown at them.
Humphrey, Kate, pretend you didn't see that. Hopefully no one else saw.
They turn to see an entire herd of reindeer and a tree full of squirrels. They sink down into the water and swim away. The two diggers walk up to the truck.
There it is. Looks like someone just wanted a joyride or something. I swear I saw that wolf pup inside.
Well, maybe we're just seeing things, brother. Hey, that looks like the boss's truck.
The white truck pulls up.
What are you two doing here? Why aren't you digging?
We were, but someone stole our truck and we just found it here.
We think some wolves jumped in and drove it away.
What? That is ridiculous. Are you joking with me? We lost a whole day of digging. The museum is coming in 2 days to inspect the bones.
Now, don't get yourself all huffy.
Matt, chill out.
You get back there first thing. I'm gonna have to find more people to help you dig that hole.
The diggers turn back to their truck. As they drive away, the pups walk out of the woods. They look around, then run until they meet Amy.
Oh, you made it back. Good job with getting rid of those diggers.
Well, it's only temporary. They'll be back tomorrow.
And there will be more of them.
So we'll have to figure out a way to stop them. We'll want to talk to our parents.
Amy looks up.
Are you looking for something?
Oh, it's such a silly notion. Oh, crickets.
What is it?
Well, I want to see what the world looks like now. This may be my one and only time.
Then you'll see the world as we see it.
Come on.
We'll show you around.
You want to ride shotgun? I'm really fast.
The pups sit on Amy's back as she runs.
Okay, tell me where to go.
We're going to a real lake.
They head down into the valley. A train flashes along a track. Amy chases it.
What is that?
It's a train. Look for the open car.
So when we say jump, okay?
It looks fun.
Jump!
At night, the train crosses a wide lake surrounded by snow-capped mountains. The pups howl in front of the moon. Amy copies them. In the mountains.
It was fun. Way to go, Bro-Bro.
Yeah. I think she's really enjoying it.
Who's enjoying what?
A wolf.
Where are your parents?
Close by.
Hey, Rogue Wolf, why don't you go back to the Eastern Hills?
Did you know pups are one of our favorite foods?
More wolves appear in the shadows. The pups step backward.
Oh, really? We're so scared.
Don't underestimate these pups. I've heard they are very tricky.
They back along the path. Amy rears up above the wolves. She lands between them and the pups. The wolves race off. Amy chases them. They fall off the ledge and land in a heap. Later, Amy runs through the forest with the pups on her back. She spots the colorful jets on the lake.
Amy, where are you going?
I don't know. I'm drawn to that fountain.
She stares up at the blue birds, which weave around the fountains and then begin to dance on top. Amy begins to dance. The birds fly around her, then land on her arms. The birds form a pyramid on Amy's head. The birds fly off. The fountains stop. Amy drops to the ground. Humphrey, Kate, Patty, and Marcel stand outside the cave.
If I just keep my eyes above the golf course, it's actually a really nice view.
Look down there. What is that? I think it's the pups. Goodness, what did they find?
The pups walk with Amy.
That was an amazing day. Thanks so much.
Tomorrow is going to be rough, but I'm glad today was great.
They come face to face with the others. Humphrey and Kate gape. The birds freeze in the air, then fall. The reindeer collapse.
Hi, Mom and Dad. We have a situation.
You know how you always encouraged us to mix it up with other critters?
And I never heard you exclude dinosaurs.
Their parents continue to gape.
Oh, crickets.
Patty and Marcel lie frozen with bemused expressions.
I think everyone over there is in shock.
Seems like everyone is, except the crickets. Maybe them too.
Okay, on the count of three, everyone bark.
One, two, three!
Oh, gosh. It's still there.
Pups, what have you found?
Let us explain.
Can we move this to the cave? It's cool. This is our friend Amy.
Their parents wave nervously. In the cave.
Okay. Let's just say everything tonight is true.
Let me organize my thoughts.
According to Amy the dinosaur, we have to stop the digging or there'll be a giant T-Rex unleashed. But we need to do this in time for Amy to go back to the sacred burial ground, but it has to be timed with a ray of light so she can return back to her former existence. Did I miss anything?
You got it, Dad.
Everything else in this park is fake. Why did a dinosaur have to be real?
Dad, Mom, may I offer some parenting tips?
They look at each other, then at him.
You raised us to be kind, caring, and always wanting to help someone in need.
And that is why we often get into situations.
Well, we're in one now, and Amy's also our friend.
They all look at her.
Thanks for reminding us what this family stands for.
Come on, give it up.
To the birds.
Hey, you guys over there.
These wolves are huggers, and we birds are not huggers.
They pull them in.
Amy, you too.
Come on, Amy.
She looks up and edges toward them. They all hug, with Amy's tail sticking out the cave. Another wolf spots it and runs. Daytime at the sacred burial ground. The diggers' truck drives toward the pit with five black trucks following behind it. They stop and men get out. The men in green uniforms hold shovels and walk down into the pit. The two original diggers, Griffin and Jethro, take out shotguns. They keep watch from the side of the pit. Patty and Marcel peer out from the top branch of a tree. They fly across the forest and land on a boulder. Amy and the wolves pop up.
There are a lot of human workers, and they have guns. And there's no way to stop them without someone getting injured.
Amy and the wolves turn around to where an entire herd of reindeer stand grazing. Kate walks halfway toward them.
They are not going to beat us.
Nice to have the old mom back.
The men in uniforms dig. Griffin and Jethro rest against a rock as the manager's white truck pulls in. He gets out with his brother.
You see, brother? No problems with nature.
The day is young, Mac.
Ian, it's like you want something bad to happen. Don't you know how rich we'll become, you and I?
So much for taking care of the people.
They turn. The diggers stop and look around. The manager walks to Griffin and Jethro.
Don't just stand there. Griffin, Jethro, protect this site.
They grab their guns. The nozzle of Jethro's gun clips Griffin. He shakes his head. They begin to walk around the pit, pointing their guns.
It's like we're surrounded by dang wolves.
A digger.
I don't like this. We're gonna be attacked by wolves.
Don't worry. It's just sounds from nature.
Ian glares.
I am worried. It sounds like a lot of them. This must be their territory.
Keep digging. We have security here.
Oh, they are really reassuring.
Griffin and Jethro trip.
I'm not gonna let my men get attacked. Come on, guys. Let's wait in our trucks.
The reindeer charge toward Griffin and Jethro. They jump into the pit with the reindeer in pursuit. Ian and Mac run and dive into their truck. Griffin and Jethro dive in the cargo bed. The reindeer run past.
What is going on?
It's nature fighting back.
Oh, Ian, give it a rest.
The black vans pull out. Later, the reindeer block the white truck.
They're blocking my ground.
No, it's their ground.
Ian gets out. He begins to walk away as Griffin and Jethro watch him.
Okay, so far, so good.
It's not over yet.
The reindeer surround the truck. Mac frowns and looks around. He stamps on the gas. The reindeer disperse. The truck drops down into the pit. Mac grabs a pickaxe. Griffin and Jethro appear behind him.
You pay us double?
Yes! Dig, dig!
They all dig as Amy watches from behind a tree.
Stop, stop, stop! There's something here. Okay, switch to shovels and be careful. The museum needs these bones undamaged.
I think they're about to get what they want, but not like they wanted.
The ground begins to shake and crack. Light filters through into the cave below. It shines on the T-Rex skeleton. Dust billows up in front of the diggers. It becomes like a tornado.
What the heck is that?
Oh gosh, here it comes! Crickets!
The T-Rex appears from inside the dust. Mac freezes holding his cell phone. He falls backward and drops it. The T-Rex chomps it.
Well, maybe having a T-Rex is not all bad.
Run for your life!
Griffin and Jethro reach their truck. They watch the T-Rex chasing them in the rearview mirror. The T-Rex headbutts the truck. It bounces and swerves. At the burial ground, Mac climbs out of the pit. He looks nervously around. He spots one of the shotguns and picks it up. Trembling, he looks around. The T-Rex stands behind him. He drops the gun and runs. The T-Rex picks him up by his shirt. It tosses him. The T-Rex tramples his white truck and goes bounding away. Amy and the animals run out behind it. Elsewhere, the reindeer graze in a clearing. They look up and scatter. Amy and the animals reach the clearing.
Oh no, oh no! Crickets! This is it!
Mom, Dad, we've got to get him back to the site, in time for the ray of light!
We gotta buy some time until the clouds clear.
But the more time we buy, the more Rex destroys.
The T-Rex walks up the hills.
Oh no, he's at our cave!
Wolves flee from him. He chomps the rock face and flings debris away. Dust pours down off the hills.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, darn.
Too bad.
Later, the T-Rex tramples across the golf course.
No!
The birds hold each other.
I have an idea. It's sort of dangerous.
Everything right now is sort of dangerous. Runt, blurt it out.
Amy, birds are your descendants, right?
Yes, but I can't fly out of here.
And is T-Rex from the bird family, too?
Yes.
That Rex is not my brother.
We just have to get him close to the fountain.
I see, and the music will hold him.
Yes, long enough for the ray of light to hit that spot.
But how do we know when the music will come on again?
I'll just have him chase me till it does.
The T-Rex slowly turns. He chases Amy.
Paddy, we have to help her.
They fly alongside the T-Rex.
Hey, brother, you know what they say, birds of a feather.
The birds reel back.
We gotta help.
Amy skids and stops. Rex turns. The wolves turn and run. The T-Rex follows them.
Hey, pups, do that thing with the dust.
They kick up dust. Amy stands in front of the fountains, looking around.
Okay, head to the fountain!
The wolves turn. The blue birds fly in. Amy dances on a rock. Paddy and Marcel sit up on a tree branch. The T-Rex reaches the lake. He gawks. He taps his foot, bouncing the wolves. Amy and the T-Rex dance.
And then we'll dance, dance, dance the night away. And then we'll sing our way through every day. And
this place is really twisted.
The T-Rex spins Amy on top of a jet. Light breaks through the dark cloud. they stop. Amy pulls her head back. She and the animals race off. The T-Rex chases them through the forest toward the beam of light.
Why can't you just stay with us, Amy?
Because, Runt, if I don't go back to the sacred ground, my spirit will eventually perish. That is the only place where I can live on.
I guess we should start saying our goodbyes then.
Yes, goodbye will occur in some form today for sure.
The T-Rex snaps at them.
Faster, Amy!
Amy, remember the spin out?
Where my tail hit you?
Yes. Okay, when I say now, spin out.
Oh, crickets! I'll try!
They approach the burial ground. She spins, kicking up dust. Her tail trips the T-Rex, who flies forward into the pit. He gets up and shakes his head. The sunlight shines down on him.
Amy, hurry!
Okay, I'm ready to go back.
She stands beside the vortex of dust.
Stinky, Claudette, and Runt? Thank you for your kindness. You showed me a world I had only dreamt of seeing. You have a wonderful family.
Goodbye, Amy.
We'll miss you, Amy.
We love you, Amy. Forever. We'll come here often.
She waves and turns toward the dust. The dust encircles the ray of light. It dissipates and the light disappears. The animals walk away from the pit.
Are they gone? In here?
The reindeer.
Will you help us fill in the ground with those humongous antlers?
Gladly.
The reindeer toss boulders into the pit. The wolves watch the pit filling up. The diggers return with Ian.
Someone is helping us fill in the ground.
Perhaps it's nature. Okay, guys. As if we've never disturbed this area in the first place.
The wolves watch from afar. Ian stands alone on the filled-in pit.
Now, we will never disturb nature again.
He tosses seeds and walks away. The wolves walk out.
Mom and Dad, I thought you said it would be safer here.
It was. Until it wasn't.
No one back home will ever believe what just happened. So, pups, your mom and I are completely aligned on this. What do you say we go home? Our real home. Our natural home.
Awesome!
But remember, pups, when we get back there, we'll have to watch out for rogue wolves again.
Mom, we just took on a T-Rex. We can handle rogue wolves.
Yeah, Mom. Did you see how big that T-Rex was?
It was a pretty awesome situation.
You're right, pups.
Let's get home.
Patty, Marcel, and the Bluebirds fly up into the sky. Credits appear. Directed by Tim Maltby. Executive producers Nicholas Atman and Steve Rosen. Produced by Mike Young, Liz Young, Ken Katsumoto, and Andrew Tite. Written by Tom Kane. Based on characters created by Steve Moore. Music by Noam Canyell and Nicholas Varley. Edited by Richard Finn. Credits continue. Audio description created by Zoo Digital, written by Will Loxley, and narrated by Tansy Alexander. Lionsgate and Splash Entertainment.